You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple is warning investors and consumers that it probably will not meet its sales forecast because the coronavirus response, particularly in China, is hurting both the supply of iPhones and demand. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the breakdown for us.
Apple is getting hit on both sides of the graph on this one, supply and demand. The company makes most iPhones and many of its other products in China. And while all iPhone manufacturing facilities there have reopened, the company says it expects global supply shortages. The virus has also curtailed demand for its products there in China. The country's buying power simply isn't what it was just a month ago. Apple had closed many retail outlets as a result of the outbreak, and while some stores have since reopened, many have done so with reduced hours. This also comes at an inopportune time for the tech giant. Apple is expected to announce a new, cheaper iPhone next month. It's unclear if the delays in China will affect that launch. Apple CEO Tim Cook told investors in late January that the company has had limited travel to business-critical situations and that the company was expecting a wider-than-usual revenue range for this quarter due to uncertainty associated with the virus. Apple didn't provide an updated sales estimate, instead saying that the situation in China is evolving. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.